everyone. Welcome back to the Turbo Time podcast. I'm your host, Alyssa Maripodi, the managing editor of Turbo Machinery International. And today we have a special guest on our show, Carolyn Weber. She is the director of application engineering at Cadence Design Systems. Carolyn, thank you for being here today. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Alyssa. Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here to talk a little bit about CFD.
Me too. So today we are talking about computational fluid design within the aerospace industry. And since, Carolyn, you are the expert in this, can you get us started by giving us and our listeners a brief 101 crash course in computational fluid dynamics?
Sure thing. Let me give you a little bit of background first. Accurately capturing characteristics of fluid flow through a compressor, an aircraft engine, or even around an entire aircraft, it's of critical importance to understanding the performance of that machine under different operating conditions. Right now, engineers use multiple analysis tools to predict the behavior of these fluids to identify the most optimum design for their needs. This can range from analytical, empirical analyses all the way to experimental setups to computational fluid dynamics, which I'll refer to as CFD. Most engineers that you talk to are familiar with and they use the analytical and the empirical analyses. They also use experimental setups when they're evaluating potential designs. But increasingly, we see more and more organizations moving towards enhancing their design processes by also incorporating CFD. So how does that work? What does that look like? So a CFD practitioner begins with a CAD model. This CAD model serves as a foundation. On that foundation, on that CAD model, they then create a 2D mesh. And the 2D mesh serves to adhere to and resolve the model's geometry. And it does it to the level of fidelity that we need for a numerical simulation. Then we construct a mesh in the 3D space around that model. Now, this is the space in which you want to conduct your fluid flow analyses. And this 3D space can be internal, it can be external, or it can be a combination of both, depending on the configuration we're talking about. Then within the mesh, we make sure that we have the right topology, we have the right refinement. Topology is a control on the meshing side that can allow us to have a greater alignment of the cells in the mesh with the flow. It also allows us to have refinement zones. So these can both be beneficial for increased accuracy in the simulation. We then feed these meshes into CFD solver programs, which solve complex sets of partial differential equations. Out of these, we get things like velocity, pressure, temperature, entropy, and other characteristics of the flow. And this is for the entire flow field that's defined by the mesh. Then with the use of high-speed supercomputers, which we often need to use for these complex configurations, we're able to turn around these solutions very quickly and also with a high level of accuracy. And this is oftentimes for very physically challenging phenomena like turbulence and cavitation. And then once we have all those results, we compare them against experimental data from wind tunnels, from experimental rigs. When we have our final results, we compare those against the final configuration testing and experiment. We also compare them against analytical and empirical results that engineers quantified earlier in their process. At the end of the day, when you look at what we're doing here with CFD, CFD is serving a role as an accelerant to a company's existing design process. It's essentially enabling the simulation of very complex flow fields orders of magnitude cheaper than building, instrumenting, and testing new prototypes physically. And engineers that include CFD in their workflow, they can explore hundreds or even thousands of designs digitally before they go to the machine shop and the test cell. It means when it's time to manufacture and test the prototype, a CFD-informed design will be many iterations ahead of where it would be otherwise. Consequently, we've seen CFD used more and more over the years for different applications. It's no longer just for fighter craft and spacecraft. Even vacuum cleaners are designed with CFD now.
Awesome, Carolyn. That was very comprehensive and super useful. So thank you for giving us that groundwork.
Sorry. I think that's important for the other answers that come.
Yeah, absolutely. So in terms of like pump and compressor design and performance, how does CFD streamline and benefit these components?
Well, that's a good question. CFD can provide multiple advantages compared to experimental testing. First off, most organizations have on-premise compute hardware or access to cloud platforms. And this really opens up access for their engineers to use a CFD software package to scale up their design exploration process. They can analyze larger design spaces for a lower cost and also a lower turnaround time compared to experimental testing. Now, automation, it comes into play here. With CFD software workflows, we can set them up with an organization's design best practices in mind. So they can go from CAD to mesh to simulation to results in a very user-agnostic automated manner. And now, once you've got that set up and you're starting to get results, the important thing to remember with pump and compressor design is CFD is going to show the flow everywhere inside the computational domain. And that's a real complement to the data and the results you get from experimental testing. The engineer can see the flow in parts of the compressor or the pump where they might not be able to see it during an experimental test. And I think this enables them to have a much better understanding of the physical phenomena happening within the device than they would normally have.
Okay, so specific to the aerospace industry, how does CFD improve the design and analysis for machinery?
Well, I think the benefits are really similar to the ones we discussed for compressors. In the aerospace industry, CFD, it allows analysts to explore a larger range of operating conditions per design. And some of these may not even be possible with an experimental setup. For example, if you look at a spacecraft, CFD can simulate the flow for all the boundary conditions during a complete trajectory. And this could be very challenging with experimental testing just due to the nature of the flow involved at different points in that trajectory.
Okay, and in what areas do you think that CFD could improve in aerospace, and then, beyond, what challenges does it face in terms of the turbo machinery industry?
Oh, that's a good one. I think most of your audience is going to agree with my answer here.
All right.
Turbulence modeling and unsteady flow phenomena. Those two things spring to mind right off the bat. And there's a connection between them. If you think about improved turbulence modeling, and just to be clear, turbulence modeling is how we resolve how complex fluid layers mix with each other. This really impacts our ability to approximate fluid flow around or through a wide variety of models in aerospace and in turbo machinery. For these models, they're operating conditions that are inherently unsteady, like stall. Most of the production CFD work that we're seeing in industry right now, it continues to be steady state analysis. Even though CFD practitioners are continually striving to close the gap between computational results and experimental results, they're oftentimes having to do this by improving existing turbulence modeling because this is what people are using for production work. Now, that being said, there's a lot of exploration going on right now in the industry on how scale resolving unsteady simulations can be used more in production environments. I think it's been a challenge in past years just due to the expense of running an unsteady simulation in CFD. Many of these simulations have taken absolutely weeks for one design versus running a steady state simulation, which could be turned around in a couple of hours. So, we think with the advent of GPU-enabled wall-modeled LES solvers, we're beginning to see these turnaround times drop dramatically. And downstream, we expect that this is going to wind up allowing more people in industry to use unsteady simulations in the realm of production design.
Okay, Carolyn, great. Thank you so much. And thank you for talking with me about CFD and coming on the TurboTime podcast today.
No, thank you so much for having me.
And thank you to our audience for tuning in today. I'm your host, Alyssa Maripodi, and we will see you next time.